The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right, listen, not that I don't really appreciate you, Justin Ellis and Zachariah Brown, but I know where my bread is buttered. The great Carl Zachariah, who I'm helping get a trip together to go to Greece. But I want to thank him publicly, and I've mentioned this on the air. I actually talked about it on the MediConnect show today. Why we need people to do elder law like you. And by the way, anything from power of attorney, wills, estate planning, and more, we're at the convention center. This, of course, is the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. He's attorney Justin Ellis from Zachariah Brown. Call us. All of our lines are open. We want to help you right now, 866-391-1020. So, did some stuff with my deed on my house that Carl helped me with. And all of a sudden, I started getting all this stuff. And then I got something in the mail the other day, because I've got my children connected to this stuff. You got to send this $200 fee in for this, that, and whatever. And I'm thinking, nah, that's not real. It's not real. Let it go. But because you're always worried about your children, and when you're my age, you never know what the next day is going to bring health-wise. It started to fester on me a little bit, thinking, you know, I better cut them a check. And I went, you know what I'm going to do? Even though it's after hours, I'm just going to take a picture of this thing and send it to Carl. I'm talking, it was a matter of like 5 seconds. He went, that's fake. Forget it. Throw it out. Explain to me how this happens with everything that you do when it comes to dealing with the courthouse, register of wills, clerk of court. Something always comes back from some company that you don't recognize, but it looks so official that you feel you got to do something.
Yeah. Well, first of all, for Carl, there is no after hours.
No.
I get emails from him 4 a.m. He's always going.
That's why he is who he is. Go ahead.
It's unfortunate that there are people out there scouring public records looking to scam individuals.
Where would that money have gone?
Who knows?
Would a check have gotten cashed? Yeah.
They probably would have asked for a money order but...
You never know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go to record your deed, which represents your ownership and probably your nest egg, what you've worked so hard to pay off your entire life, your home. You record that deed, it becomes a public record. Anybody can go down to the courthouse, take a look at that deed, and send you a letter. And they make it look so official.
They do.
Yeah. But they do it for not just deeds, but I see it with estate work. So I open up an estate. That's a public record,
right,
who the executor is, and anybody can go into the courthouse and see that, and the scammers come out of the woodwork. So, absolutely, for something like your home, before you send a check to anybody, you want to have it verified.
This is why I love Zachariah Brown, because you build a relationship. And I want people to understand, this isn't about just in and out, one deal and you're done. You begin a partnership, a relationship, as you go through life. Once you put your plan together with your estate plan, power of attorney, will, all the things you need to do when it comes to elder law, you have that voice that you can pick up the phone and make a call if you need help. It isn't all about once it's done, it's done. You guys are there for the duration.
Yeah, and I tell clients all the time that it's a process. So a lot of people think estate planning is transactional. And to a certain extent, you come in, you do your estate planning documents, you leave at the end of that process with a will, powers of attorney. And I tell clients, I hope you never have to see me again. But if you do, if you have questions, give us a call, send us an email. Because me putting together your estate planning documents isn't going to help you if you don't call me with questions. Let your kids know where to find those documents. Let your kids know who to contact if they need to act. So I get a lot of clients coming in. I've done documents for them in the past. Now they've grown older. They become incapacitated. And their adult children are the ones who are contacting me for advice on what to do, because they can no longer make decisions for themselves.
And that's the great thing about this law firm. You got the managing partners, obviously, Christine Brown Murphy, Colleen Brakovich, Carl Zachariah, but they've got this great starting lineup, and Justin's a part of it, that are youthful and are going to be around for a long time. So you're going to want to embrace them. ZachBrownLaw.com. We're going to tell you about the offices. We're going to give you the phone number, but our phones are already starting to fill up, so let's not make anybody wait too long. 866-391-1020. Alexis in Pittsburgh, you are up first with Zachariah Brown at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. KDK, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. My question is, if a couple's countable joint assets are under the Pennsylvania CSRA limit of $154,140, is Medicare spend down necessary?
Great. That you packed a lot of information in there. So what, for listeners that are not familiar, what Alexis is talking about, CSRA, Community Spouse Resource Allowance. What Alexis is asking about really is Medicaid for long-term care, nursing home care, which is a very complex program that pays for nursing home care. And there are special protections in place, particularly for married couples, because the state does not want a spouse going broke, living at home, trying to pay the $12,000 a month it costs in a nursing home. So the Community Spouse Resource Allowance has a minimum and a maximum. And Alexis, you were referring to that maximum Community Spouse Resource Allowance.
Right.
That Community Spouse Resource Allowance, what I call the CISRA, CSRA, that's actually half of the countable assets. Okay. So for $300,000 of countable assets, the Community Spouse Resource Allowance would be $150,000, okay? And so the spend down amount you frequently hear about, you have to spend this money down, that's the other $150,000 of countable assets, okay? Does that make sense? So if you have...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you have, let's say, $150,000 of countable assets, the CISRA would be $75,000. And the other $75,000 would be your spend down amount.
And then how does that relate to the monthly income limit?
So, yeah, income is treated differently. So there are medical requirements for Medicaid, income requirements for Medicaid, and asset requirements, and they're all treated differently. Okay. The medical requirement is pretty easy. You just basically have to be in a nursing home. The income requirement is also easy, because they don't look at joint marital income or household income. They're only looking at the income of the spouse who is in the nursing home. That individual's income has to be less than the cost of care in the facility. At $12,000 a month, nobody's making that in Social Security and pension. So the income side of the equation is separate from the assets.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So
can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does a prenuptial agreement help to keep spousal assets separate?
Excellent question, Alexis. Very good question. So, unfortunately, if you are applying for Medicaid, the state of Pennsylvania does not acknowledge prenuptial agreements or any marital agreement for division of assets. Okay.
So okay.
If you are applying for Medicaid, they basically say, we are not going to review your marital agreement that says what's his is his, what's hers is hers. They say, look, if you're applying for Medicaid, we're waiving that agreement, essentially. So there are, even if you have a prenuptial agreement, I still recommend that you come in and talk with an elder law attorney, because we can take steps to develop a plan within Medicaid's rules that will essentially honor that agreement that you had with your spouse.
Oh, so then it does help.
It's not that the agreement it helps, it's that we have strategies and mechanisms we can use for anybody to protect assets for a community spouse. And if you have that marital agreement, it's not that we can enforce that agreement, but we can use other tools in our tool bag to get you eligible for Medicaid.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for calling and for your excellent questions.
That was really good on your part, too. I was going to step in, but I thought, I think he can handle it. No, that was really well done.
Well,
I was impressed.
Those are good questions, but they're almost too complex to answer on the radio. I can spend an hour with a client walking through just the basics of Medicaid eligibility.
You could have just said, Alexis, please explain.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Come on, get on the line. I like good calls like that. 866-391-1020. We're at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. Lots of folks down here, and it's still early for day two. Don't forget, they're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. Their number is 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. Attorney Justin Ellis, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, our monthly visit on KDKA Radio. All right, here we go. Back with Attorney Justin Ellis. It's Law for the Elderly, Zachariah Brown. Let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah, so we have an event coming up Thursday, March 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. This is Empower Her, a workshop for women on financial independence and estate planning. So it's an interactive workshop hosted by Zachariah Brown and the Musenegi Financial Group. Designed to help women take charge of their financial future. Learn the importance of creating an independent, comprehensive estate plan with guidance and practical tools to gain confidence in managing your financial legacy, no matter what stage of life you're in.
All right, this is what my life has been like the last 3 weeks. All right, let me call Justin. No, I'll get back to him. I'm going to call Christine. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Tonight I'm going to put Carl on tonight. And I'll tell you why. Because of what's happening in the country right now with Medicare, the thought process in Medicaid and Social Security. Everyone's okay. All is good. But I thought, you know what? A lot of people are saying, I'm not there yet, but if I need Medicaid, what is Medicaid? And should I be concerned with all of the funding freezes and everything that's happened? I'm telling you, multiple times in the morning, getting ready to dial to book one of you on my show at night. And then I thought, let's just see where it all goes. So today you bring up, because we're at the home show, Medicaid involves your home and all that thought process when it comes to dollars that make sense. I'm going to let him explain the rules of the road, the basics when it comes to Medicaid. Justin Ellis.
Yes, and please call in with questions if you have any questions on wills, powers of attorney, Medicaid, nursing home care. But almost everybody that comes into our office, one of their primary concerns is, if I need nursing home care, how do I protect my house?
Right.
It's what they've spent their entire lives building, saving for, paying off.
Biggest investment.
Yeah. And so it's one of the biggest concerns that clients walk in the door. And what Medicaid, if you're applying for Medicaid in a nursing home, Medicaid says that your primary residence is a non-countable asset when you apply for Medicaid. Unfortunately, when a lot of people hear that, they think, okay, if it doesn't count as an asset, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to plan for it, okay? That's not the case, because even though your house does not count as an asset when you apply for Medicaid, Medicaid has a program called Estate Recovery. When you are on Medicaid, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania keeps track of all of the benefits paid to the nursing home on your behalf. And when you pass away, Medicaid makes a claim against your probate estate to recoup those expenses.
Okay.
Your house may be subject to that estate recovery claim if you don't properly plan. So I hear all the time, you know, I don't want the nursing home to take my home. I don't want it to go to the state of Pennsylvania. How do we plan for that? Okay. So oftentimes we use irrevocable trusts to protect the home. Sometimes we will retitle the house with a joint owner. Maybe that's an adult child who has lived in the home or a disabled child who lives there. There are all sorts of exceptions to the rules so that we can protect your house from any type of estate recovery claim.
You know, here's the other thing that I've learned from the show. A lot of people who have worked hard and have been at the right place at the right time, because everybody works hard, but sometimes things work in your favor to where you're able to accumulate some wealth, right? Many of these folks, they just feel as though that's what the money's for. Mom and dad, that's what we're going to do. And they just start writing checks. But in reality, look, you want to pay your fair share. But in some cases, you're overpaying that money you could actually use for something else, even if you wanted to, you know, leave it in your will for your children and grandchildren. So this is a very slippery slope. You need to know exactly what is the best plan for you. And the only way you're going to find that out is by calling Zachariah Brown.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you the number of people that I see that come into the office and they've taken steps that maybe someone they know was given this advice. Well, it might be good advice for them, but it might not be the right advice for you.
Absolutely.
Every circumstance is different. And so you want to meet with somebody who knows all of the unintended consequences, all of the loopholes, all of the exceptions that we can use to make sure that whatever solution we're tailoring best fits your needs.
Attorney Justin Ellis is here. Zachariah Brown, Medicare, will, power of attorney, you name it. We want to talk about it. Get on the phone if you're concerned about hanging on to that house. Maybe you're the caregiver for your mom or dad. It's frightening for sure, some of these things, but we want to put your mind at ease. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. That five-year look back, gifting money. Can I actually sign my house over to my family member? All of this stuff, we can talk to you about it right now. It's our monthly visit with the best when it comes to elder law, Zachariah Brown, 866-391-1020. You know what really frustrates me? And the older I get, I see it because I see some of my friends going through it, their parents going through it. And that is, somebody is gravely ill, but they have their faculties about them. And the thing they're worried about the most, I'm going to lose my house. And many of them have these debilitating diseases, but they're worried about their kids. Because, look, as a parent, trust me, you just never stop worrying, right?
Yeah.
So there's help out there, and people just need to know. They just need to make a phone call.
Absolutely. And so what I see all the time is, you know, can I sell my house to my kids for a dollar?
All the time.
So will that work? Maybe. But you may be setting up capital gains tax implications for them. If you sell your house to them for a dollar, it's no longer your house. Even if they have the best of intentions, if they get sued, let's say they're in a car accident, mm-hmm. and they get sued, all of a sudden their creditors are going after your house because you sold it to them for a dollar. Okay, so there are ways to protect the home without jeopardizing the home.
Let me just tell you what Zachariah Brown has done for me. Power of attorney, will, estate planning, all of that stuff. Just did something with my home. My two sons have homes. My daughter does it. Now, if I end up actually finding someone and having another life, if you will, as far as a couple partner relationship, could be a different story. But now, goodness gracious, if something would happen, the transition as far as the house going to my daughter would be seamless. And this is something that people don't understand. But there are ways to get around it to make it possible. You just have to plan a little bit. And I got to tell you, Carl and I exchanged a couple of phone calls. Obviously, I saw him in the studio. And the next thing you know, all the paperwork was done, and I got peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, every solution that you come up with is going to have benefits. It's going to have drawbacks. Our job is to figure out, one, what are your objectives? And two, how can we inform you of what the consequences are? And let you make the decision what you want to do.
Well, here's another thing that just crossed my path. Came from the United States Postal Service, always doing such a great job getting this stuff to you that I never even knew. So financial advisor tells me years ago, you better sign up for Social Security now because, you know, you're 67 years old. I said, I'm going to wait till I'm 70. He says, okay, you'll make a few more hundred a month, but you got to live to 96 to recoup what you make. So I thought, okay, so I'll just start saving that money now, right, and pay taxes on it at the end of the year. So I get a note that these are the beneficiaries that you have named if something would happen to you. And I went, oh my, that's great. But here's how you can change it if you need to, which I'm not going to, but the people are exactly the ones that I want. I never even thought if I become incapacitated,
yeah,
that money's still there, and these are the people that can actually handle the money. And now that I have the power of attorney, it all kind of comes together in that perfect recipe. This is what Zachariah Brown has taught me.
Absolutely. And I think what you're highlighting there is it's not just having a will.
No.
You need power of attorney.
Yep.
Healthcare power of attorney and living will. Beneficiary designations on assets. And then again, back to the ownership. Making sure that all of the pieces fit together. Because people don't realize that if one of those pieces is missing, the whole thing can fall apart.
Well, especially on this Medicaid thing as far as your house. You know, I always thought that was just like a folklore. But there are things that can go wrong. And if you just have a little bit of a miscue, it can throw a hiccup and a monkey wrench into everything and turn the whole apple cart upside down. So power of attorney, wills, estate planning, stuff we're talking about, Medicaid, whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you right now. A trust, that's something that's always key as far as this show is concerned. Number to dial to be on the program. All of our lines are available. We usually get really heavy in the third and fourth segment when it comes to phone calls. So if you have a question, now would be the time to call attorney Justin Ellis. It's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And they're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. This number works for all of the above. 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown.
You know how long I've been doing this, Justin Ellis? We're at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. I started long before I would have even thought about needing an elder law attorney. But these people who are here, each and every one of them that have come up and said hello or are sitting here and watching us, I love all of you. And my radio audience, they are the reason why I've been able to raise and support three children. So I'm very blessed and very grateful for all of you. So it's good seeing you all here. We got a lot of folks on the line that want to talk to this man from Zachariah Brown. Let's go to Chris in Greenfield up first on KDKA. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just tuned in, so I'm not sure if you covered this or not, but there's lately they've been talking about nursing home Medicaid being discontinued. My mom is currently in a nursing home under Medicaid, so I'm very concerned about that.
So I know that there are talks of cuts to Medicaid. I have not heard at least any serious discussion of eliminating nursing home care, long-term care benefits through Medicaid, because the reality is every facility would wind up bankrupt.
Yep.
Every patient would wind up in a truly dire situation. Almost everybody winds up on Medicaid at some point in a nursing home because no one can afford $12,000 a month, which is what it costs in a nursing home long term. So I know that people are concerned with that, but at least at this point, I don't foresee that happening, at least realistically.
Let me add something to that very quickly. And this is one of the reasons why I've been really thinking about getting them in on my show at nighttime during the week. Because, look, all the headlines, everything that's been going on, I know what people are feeling because I have a pulse on it because they call me on the radio. I see them out in public. And I remember when we began this show, Christine saying $9,000 a month, and it's steadily gone up. So if it would go away and the price would go up with all of these firms already bankrupt, these healthcare facilities, it would turn everything upside down. I highly doubt that it's going to happen, but you need to hear from people like him and something that they definitely specialize in. So what else did you have to say? Go ahead.
Well, my mom, who's currently in a nursing home, she does have a pre-need arrangement, okay? But when we talk to the funeral home where she wants to be, viewed, they said that it would cost an additional $8,000 based on what we already have, which is significant, okay? She's on Medicaid. So my question is, she has, and they won't take the life insurance directly. They said that we have to pay up front or open a irrevocable, and then we deal with the insurance on our own. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, the beneficiaries of the policy are myself and my sister. So when my mom passes, if I just pay that up front to the funeral home and then take the cash, what's paid out at death, is that a possibility, or does Medicaid take that, her insurance?
If there is a beneficiary on that life insurance, Medicaid will not take that.
Okay.
What I typically do advise is creating an irrevocable burial trust. Okay, so you had alluded to that, because that is a non-countable asset from Medicaid's perspective. So if she does have any money in the bank right now, you can use her funds to fund that burial trust. But the life insurance that she has right now, if it pays to a beneficiary after she has passed away, Medicaid will not make a claim against that. It will be paid to you directly.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, let's
go to
Thanks
for being there. Thanks, Rob.
You bet. But thanks, Chris. Let's go to John in Hookstown. John, you're on KDK with Attorney Justin Ellis. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Yes, I had a question about a will. It was ruled invalid about two months ago. Can it still be contested? It's ruled invalid, the will.
Who ruled the will to be invalid?
What's that?
My question was, who has decided that the will is invalid?
The probate court.
Okay, and do you know why they said that it is invalid?
Well, there's a couple of things was on the will that was wrong. One was the person was high on drugs, and she gave away the farm to her ex-boyfriend, but she didn't actually really own the whole farm. She owned 60%, and her sister, her aunt, owned 40%, so she couldn't give it away.
Yeah.
And then there was other things written in pencil on the will, and the judge said, "That's you can't write stuff in on the will after it was already made up." Well, that was two things.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing was she was high on OxyContin for the last 20 years. She could never have made a will.
Okay. Yeah, so if the probate court has already determined that the will is invalid, that's what they did. Okay, they would need to either have another will probated, so a will that predated the one that's invalid, or to have...
I think there was only one.
Okay. In that case, then, it is through the intestate law of Pennsylvania, and there is a default law that says who has a right to inherit and in what amounts. And so that's what would happen in that instance.
I can't contest it then?
Correct.
See, I was one of the closest relatives, and I didn't get anything out of it. I was going to contest it before, but the lawyer told me the will was okay. And I said, it don't sound like to me it's okay. And he said, it's okay. So I didn't push it any.
So once the judge has determined that the will is invalid.
Well, that's what he rules.
Yeah, so unfortunately, unless you can appeal that decision, unless you were a party to that case, you would have to appeal that. Otherwise, the will is not valid, and there is another mechanism that will distribute the assets.
All right, thank you for the call. We got to move on, John. Thank you. Let's go to Monroeville and say good afternoon to Bob. On the air from the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show, Attorney Justin Ellis, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. Hi, Bob.
But I wanted to ask you about this. Whenever bank accounts and, say, CDs are made payable on death, do they still have to be probated or not?
A payable on death account is not a probate asset. So for people listening, probate is the process of administering an estate under court administration. Okay. Probate assets are...
Could you please speak up? You can hardly hear the other person. Hear you talking, but you can hear
person. We can hardly hear you, to be honest with you. So can you speak up, too, a little bit? One more time, your question.
Sure. If you have CDs or bank accounts made, and on them you have a POD, payable on death, does that avoid probate?
That does avoid probate, yes. So the only assets subject to probate are assets individually owned by someone with no beneficiary, including that payable on death designation, no joint owner, and not in trust.
All right. The second question is, does a bank account with payable on death, does that... stand over a will if some money's left to another person in the will and there's not enough, do they have to get that from the bank account, or is that will invalid in comparison to what the bank account would have said payable on death?
Yeah, so because the payable on death account is not a probate asset, the will does not control it, okay? So that payable on death designation supersedes what the will says.
Okay. Rob probably remembers me. I used to call in on Heffern Tillotson all the time.
Oh, okay. I recognize that voice. How are you?
Well, I'm 87 years old now.
What? Well, if you were listening to Heffern Tillotson and listening to Mr. Marathon and Company now with Baird, I'm sure you're doing good and you did everything right. So it's great to hear your voice again.
Well, and I've got a lot of information off of you because you used to ask Jim questions all the time. And sometimes what you asked him is what I wanted to know.
Well, let me tell you, I think about him. I think about him and all those wonderful people at Baird every day. And Mr. Meredith is like family to me, and one of the smartest men I've ever met, for sure.
Well, I think he is the smartest man I've ever met, except maybe Donald Trump.
There you go. There you go. All right, listen, have a great day, and thanks. Great hearing from you again.
Bye. Thank you, Ron.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. Man, Rob, I'm telling you, I got the greatest radio audience in the world.
Yeah, and something that Bob said that I would love to reiterate
go
is
ahead.
If you have a question, someone else has that same question.
Oh, exactly.
Call and ask.
Absolutely. We got a lot of calls today. We got room for one more segment, so if you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020. Tom, Catanzarite, whatever you're eating smells good. Whatever that is. They got great food down here, too. All right, we're at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, where we're going to be quite a bit through next Sunday, but we'd love to see you down here. Come on down and enjoy. This is the big ticket in town. No one does it better than the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. He is Justin Ellis from Zachariah Brown. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. You know, you sit here at this Home and Garden Show, Justin Ellis, attorney of law, of course, does a great job, Zachariah Brown, and you see the strollers and you see the young families, and you're here long enough that you've known the incredible help here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, and you talk to them early in the morning and exchange pictures of your children and what have you. All I can say is time goes by so quick. It's so nice to know that this stuff is done. I was telling somebody the other day, it's over. I got everything where it needs to be. And I never thought it would be such an euphoric feeling. So explain to me why all this stuff that I did with your incredible law firm does not benefit me. It benefits people after me. But why do I feel so good?
I mean, I think a number of things. I can't tell you the number of clients that we have that do estate planning because their parents didn't. And it can become a nightmare. And they say, I don't want to do this to my kids. I don't want to leave them with a mess. So I think first it's knowing that you're not leaving a mess for your kids.
It's a great feeling.
It also gives you the ability to make these decisions. So if you don't have a power of attorney and you become incapacitated, your kids wind up going to court and having a mini trial, a guardianship hearing, over who's going to make those decisions for you. Okay? All of a sudden, that's not your choice. You don't get to decide who's going to be making those decisions for you. Knowing that if something comes up, your wishes are going to be followed, you can just put that out of your mind.
I don't know. I just think that, and what people are always concerned about, and I get it, spending money. Look, I pay the freight like everyone else, and I can tell you it was the best money I've ever spent in my life. It was kind of like buying that gift for your child that they dreamt about all year long, and Christmas morning they woke up because of that connection to Santa Claus. Yeah. It's that kind of feeling. And yes, I know that I won't be here, but to give you an idea, not only does life go quick when you're living, I was thinking the other day about my parents because a friend of theirs, Mr. Diagardi, had passed away at 97. And I realized my dad had been gone since 2000. My mother had been gone since 2005. I'm like now their age, okay, 20 years later. It goes by so quickly. But one of the things that I remember when my dad passed, there was a chunk of money, a little bit of money. And we're like, where did that money come from? So my mother had said they would go on vacation, book a trip 5 days. My dad would say 3 days in, let's go home. We'll put the rest in the bank for the kids. Now, you want to enjoy your life. You go out and spend it, have fun. Carl talks about it all the time. You don't have to leave everything to them. But it's the little things that made a difference. My dad was just a meat and potatoes, middle-class kind of guy, worked hard his whole life, but was able to do that with a little planning, okay? But it wasn't so much about how he planned, but having everything in order so when he passed, all of that savings and all of his thought process would go exactly where he wanted to go while he was living. So in other words, you get a gift while you're on this earth, and then when you leave this earth, your family gets to enjoy the gift that you planned, and that's what I think Zachariah Brown does every day. It's the gift, here we go, that keeps on giving.
Yeah, yeah. And, Rob, I think I've said it every time I'm on your show.
Say it again.
It's why I'm with Zachariah Brown. It is so rewarding to work with clients and see the relief on their faces when they get through the process, and it's not something anybody really wants to do. It's always sort of, I'll do that later. I think people are afraid of having that discussion, and really don't want to. They're afraid of what the process is going to be. We make it easy.
Well, let me tell you, this is how my mind works and why I understand and respect you all so much. So we're at Carl's daughter's wedding not too long ago with the William Penn, beautiful William Penn. My friend Greg Dialis' daughter is going to be getting married there. And not that I'm excited about another wedding, but and I really love her and the family, but I'm excited because I'm going back to the William Penn. I love the William Penn. But when I was sitting there, I look at all of you much smarter than me with these great law degrees and what have you. And I was a C-minus student on a good day in high school. And ran out the door with my diploma, you know? And I have this gift to communicate, but I do love to learn, and I love talking about all this stuff. But I'm sitting at this table, and there's Christine with her husband, Pete, who grew up in the town that I grew up in, and I'm looking at you and your lovely wife who's here today and who you are and everyone else, and I went, they're really just a family. They care about people. And Colleen and her family and her children, you really care about people. So you're an extension of your family when you deal with people like me and these clients. You're looking at them as you would be looking at your own family.
Yeah, and it's definitely a priority within the firm, and I think it comes through. Well, and now you're part of the family.
Yes. Well, listen, I see the good that you're doing every day for people, and I hear people when they call the show or talk to me outside of the radio how you've made such a difference in people's lives. And in many cases, things that keeps people up at night, one phone call, one visit, everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we do this for more than just elderly people. So we say we're elder law, common misconception. Young couples that have young children, so important, need to get these documents in place. We try to make that easy. Because if you have a minor child, you need to know that if something happens to you, they're going to be taken care of. And so, you know, those young families, we can also help.
All right. Tell them about this, please, one more time.
Yeah. So, again, visit our website, zacbrownlaw.com. That's ZACBROWN law.com. You can click on events and see all of our upcoming events. This event is Thursday, March 27th, Empower Her, a workshop for women on financial independence and estate planning. This is a joint program between Zachariah Brown and the Musenegi Financial Group. It is an interactive workshop designed to help women take charge of their financial future.
I'm always a little smarter after the hour. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll do it again, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Marathon Day has come to an end, but we'll be back here tomorrow with the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. But I'll be back on the air bright and early in just a couple of hours, 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And my colleagues throughout the day, we're going to be back here as well. And we're going to be here right through next weekend, but I can't stress enough, you're going to want to get down here. This is the best when it comes to anything that you need for your home, indoors or out. Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show 2025 underway, day two right now. And remember, ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Spring. One number for all of the above, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Enjoy the day, everybody. It's your Pratt Pack. Good afternoon.
The preceding was paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.